It's a very good
question.
Shall
we, before we get too far in, just state that this is post-podification 2019? My house? Anime house. Anime house annual post-podification podfic.
Well, this makes me feel like we should do something with Gakkan Shoujo Nozaki-kun and Tomoda just to, like, be full.
That's always good.
Okay, so, people involved.
Yeah. Revolutionary Joe.
Opal Song.
Rhea 314.
Awesome. Anime House is down a couple people this year.
It's true.
We miss you.
We miss you, Anime House friends.
Because, like, what if a sequel came out?
What I'm wondering is, like, also, they made this, like, really fantastic doujinshi that their entire team has worked on that's all professional quality and, like, awesome. And I wonder if, like, I don't know who would be the one who would submit it to something, but it would be like, maybe we should take this to, like, the next large convention just because... Actually, I'm going to forget people's names. Red hair.
Hang on, I'm good at this.
Miki, no.
No, it's not Miki. It's like Mikurin?
Mikurin, yes. I think he wants to go to a con because he'll be able to get like a specific figurine that's being released only for that con as a limited edition and he has to get there early, but he also doesn't want to pay for it, and so he's like,
oh, pay for the con. Okay,
so he's like, Nozaki, if we just like go there as people who are vending and like, okay, you're paying for the vending rights, but then I get to be there for free and as my friend, will you support me and do this thing? And Nozaki is like, fine.
Sure.
Whatever. Exactly.
Deadpan. Oh.
Yes. And so, like, at first it's just going to be Mikurin and Nozaki, but, like, the saga of creating the doujinshi, it winds up with, like, everyone getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mikurin probably winds up in cosplay as one of the characters, like...
Tea's ready.
I still want to keep that in. The tea song.
Go on.
Full going through. Yeah, so he... winds up in costume as, like, the person who's being the, essentially booth babe for their booth.
Oh, yeah, he is definitely the booth babe.
Yeah, 100%.
Though. Like, yes, it was, like, babe. Between him and Sakura, and it's him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think she's, like, gets very professional about it, and, like, there's that montage sequence of her taking everyone's money and having six hands at once, putting everything everywhere perfectly, and, like, organizing everything, and Nozaki just wanders off. It's like, I got you the booth. I'm going to, like, go look at the inks over there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to spend a lot of time thinking about what I'm going to buy. I'm going to buy good ink.
Do you think he ends up, like, because he's done this, like, BL doujinshi now that's popular?
Yeah, it's really popular.
Mm.
Do you think that he feels like he needs to buy more BL doujinshi as
research.
As research.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
Yes. I think super he sees what other people's sales are also looking like, and he's like, this is a market I haven't expanded into. Like, I could do this storytelling. And I think he starts applying all of his shoujo manga logic, which is not entirely BL logic, to it as well. And, like, reading things and, like, this trope. I don't know this trope. I've never used this trope. Ah! Like, not, you know, he's not saying that, but there's, like, the backing track music and, like, the light coming down from above. It's like, I have so many ideas now.
And he's going around to every booth at the convention, and at first it's super awkward because it's this like huge dude who's just like deadpan suddenly taking an interest in this doujinshi, but as they talk to him further they get really excited about it.
I think he like
he's genuinely interested.
Starts looming over each set of artists that he meets, but like after a few moments of like oh no, like oh wait,
yes.
So he knows everyone, and everyone knows him by the time they leave. And then, like, Sakura or Migorin is like, wait, you know these, like, some of the really big-name artists and creators who, like, he doesn't even care. He hasn't, like, figured out who any of these people are. He's just treating them all as equals and, like, you know what you're doing, so tell me more. And then, like, at the end, they're going, and everyone's like, oh, goodbye, Nozaki! His friends are like, wait, you didn't know anyone before we came here, right?
Okay, so I have two thoughts. One thought, some of those people have to be writing doujinshi about his manga.
Yes!
And they don't, like, and they're, like, big doujinshi names. So Sakura and Mikurin are like, oh gosh, you know, like, you've started talking to this person, but also they have no idea that they're talking to the mangaka. Second thought is at some point, somebody needs to realize that he and Mikurin, like, know each other, and Mikurin, it, like, because these are BL people.
Mm-hmm. You're going where I was going.
and just, like, they're like, wait.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys should follow
up on it. Oh, yeah, so just like together.
Yeah, and they're having these like, conversations. Right, each right. Booth, like, and they're like, oh, where? Oh, you have a booth too, right? Right over there. He points, and there's Mikurin over there, and they're like, oh. Oh, I see.
They're
tell
my
more
creative
about that.
Partner.
Yes. They're your creative partner, you say.
And Sakura's like, he's talking about me. He's talking about me. Oh my god, he's talking about me. I'm his partner. And everyone's like totally missing her in the background.
Which is so sad.
But you know it wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
I think also he starts critiquing and like giving advice to everyone who's writing doujinshi about his franchise because he has so many feelings.
And it's
so he's like,
really awkward.
This wouldn't be how they would have sex. Let me draw you an instructional panel about what this would actually look like. You need to change your dialogue.
And it's because they don't know it's him.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like he becomes friends with a lot of the BL people and actually alienates
a lot of the... They're like, this dude is a total asshole. Like, why do you have to come here and harsh all of our squee? Like, it's not written for you.
But he is honestly, like, if they ever found out that that is the mangaka, like, he's going, this is really good. It's just not right.
Yes.
Which, I mean, still an asshole move as a creator, but like...
But he doesn't mean it that way. No. He can't help himself.
No. He just has so many feels about it. It's like, oh, Nozaki, you're kind of an asshole. But just...
Never intentionally. Just accidentally.
Yeah. Yeah. So they get to the con. And Nozaki wanders off, and Mikurin is being a booth babe, and, like, rocking it, and being the most awkward.
Like, he's very into it, and then he's very embarrassed, and then he's very into it. And, like, it's a whole crowd of people who are like, oh my god, he's so cute. Because every time he gets embarrassed, it's even more adorable. And yeah. Yeah.
And Sakura is just being, like, hyper-competent.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think Mikurin at some points goes and, like, hides behind her in, like, the embarrassed phases.
I think also that there are people, because this is a BL manga, there are people that think she's the creator.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, definitely. Yeah. That is the assumption.
And I'm not sure what she does with that. Also, do any of their other friends also come with them?
Mm-hmm. I think,
Seo.
I think Seo possibly is there already for other reasons.
Mm. Which one's Seo?
The one who sings beautifully but, like, wreaks violence. The prince. Not the prince. The hero girl. The one that, like, the dashing main character is based off. That's not...
Okay.
That's not blue hair who's actually a prince.
I forget.
She's dating this sports dude.
Yeah.
And they have
a
thing.
Yeah.
Which is awkward.
Yeah.
Seo.
Ah, yes. Yes. Okay.
And Prince, actual Prince is... What's her name?
Oh, hang on. Let me go back. Go back to the wiki.
Let us reintroduce ourselves to this character's name.
It's been a while.
Kashima.
Ah, yes, Kashima. Yeah. But yeah, Seo is definitely there for other reasons.
Yes, exactly. Seo is here to buy porn and very blatant about it. I think Kashima is also there, but I think Kashima possibly got brought in to, like, do modeling for something or, like, to be part of someone else's booth or something from, like, a theater as a handsome man is there doing her thing as a handsome man.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, hey, I didn't know you'd be here. Oh, Mikurin, you're also doing the same job I'm doing. Are you getting paid for it? This is such a good gig. And Mikurin's like, how are you better at me than this at everything?
Oh, I like the idea that Seo just, like, shows up and is, like, blatantly there for the porn and comes by their booth and just, like, is blatantly there for the porn.
It's like, this could be more hardcore.
And just, like, starts talking to Sakura about, I bought this and this, and just, like, pulling out the porn in the middle of the...
I was like, I didn't porn. Make it, it's not mine, leave me alone. I mean, thank you. I like, you're a good friend, but also, oh no.
It's like, please stop pulling out your porn in front of Mikurin, who's now, like, in the shade of...
Yes. Head buried into the table, like, no.
And, like, put it away before Nozaki sees it, please. He might get ideas, and I don't want to ink that.
So oh, I feel like Nozaki has ideas.
Yes, exactly.
Like,
oh, interesting. Yes, I can see how that would be a compelling plot line.
It's like Nozaki, it's just like, there's no plot here, Nozaki.
Takes out a notebook, just like, tell me about more of your kinks.
I've been doing research.
What is most popular?
And then Sakura is torn between like, wait, Nozaki is like, fine, doing research on kinks, I need to be part of this, and then also, like, I never wanted to be here.
Yes. Alternating, just, like, covering her eyes and being like, no, and then, like, peek.
What do you like, Nozaki? Nozaki, like, I just need to know what everyone else is into.
Oh. Oh, yes. Yes. This is sleepy Notfic.
It is really sleepy Notfic.
Oh, I do like them at that. What other hijinks could they get up to at a con where they are vendors? At a, yeah. Mm. And there's three of them. So they can, and they have at least two other friends there that they can be all like, stay at our table, we're leaving. Mm-hmm. So like, they can wander the con at this point.
Yeah.
Like, so Nozaki goes over and, you know, makes friends with all of the other vendors. Mm-hmm. What does Sakura do when she has her break, other than worry that the booth is going to collapse without her there?
I think
I'll just start giving away the doji.
Before she leaves, just like, you have to charge them. You have. It doesn't matter what they say, how complimentary they are. You have to charge them.
It only kind of works.
I think they make 500 yen while she's away.
I think she follows Nozaki a bit, like, sort of doing the duck behind, like, what is he doing? What is he doing? And then she's like, oh, he's not flirting with people. He's just...
He's literally looking at ink.
Yeah. Okay. And I think she probably also gets into the art thing, too. Like, she sees someone who's, like, doing a commission or something, and, like, gets really into talking to people about stuff. I think she also winds up doing art at other booths for other people and, like, does art trades.
Oh, neat. Yeah.
And just cute. Maybe also, like, exchanging tips with folks and like, eventually winds up, I would say, being, like, she doesn't even have a booth, but she has people who have seen, like, a bunch of folks come up to her, and she starts getting her own line of people who, like, want to talk to her as an artist. And they're like, where's your booth? And she's over there. And they're like, I thought that was... Oh, that is your work. It's like, no.
Like, kind of.
Like, where can I buy your stuff? Like, specifically. Your art... Because her art style is really different from Nozaki. Like, what we've seen, a lot of her stuff is super, like, hyper-realistic and very art. And I think that there would be people there, like, can you draw my anime character in that?
Can you draw my OC? Style?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so she's just whipping out all of these amazing art pieces. Like, I'm going to go get this framed.
Oh, I want happiness for her.
I do too.
I feel like, does she get paid for it, or is she, like, doing exchanges?
I think she starts out doing exchanges, and she's not trying to get paid for it, but at the point she has a line, she's, like, doing them fast enough that, like, people are just, like, dropping, like, I think she has some sort of receptacle, like, she dropped her bag on the ground and hasn't been paying attention, it's, like, got stuff spilling out everywhere, and people start putting money in it, and she's, like, not even, she's just drawing too much, like, pen here, pens behind the ears, like, let me get out a watercolor palette, and so, like, there's art supplies strewn everywhere, and she's just, like, going at it, like, oh my god, this is amazing. So there are people who are watching her create the art, and people who are in line, yeah. And, like, a massive growing pile of cash, and, like, she comes back to the booth, and they've made only 500 yen, and she hasn't even put up a sign, and she's coming back, and, like, well, I could buy our entire booth out now.
I like that, because even though the boys were useless and gave away the doujinshi, they still made money. So she doesn't feel bad.
Yeah.
But I feel like the next time they come to the con, or when they go to the next con, whichever comes first, like, not only does Nozaki have way more doujinshi, including possibly a doujinshi of his own characters, because he has so many feels.
So it's like, here's all the BL options, and also one shoujo piece, which is only for this one series, but there's three different ones of them, and they're all perfect.
And, like, it's maybe, they don't sell very well.
No, nobody wants it. They're just his id, and his id is pretty tame. Like, this reads just like a chapter in the actual thing.
They're just naked. Like, what are you doing? Like, I mean, A plus on characterization, I guess, but I really wanted the main girl character there. Really wanted her, like, as a superhero. Like, but I think, like, so he has way more, but also they do, like, like two artists sharing a booth type thing, mm-hmm. and Sakura has her own
yeah,
her like her own little spot mm-hmm. at the booth, and I feel like Nozaki and Mikurin probably as well, they had a big hand in pushing her yeah. to actually officially be in the booth.
And I think she's the first one who like gets invited as a big name to go somewhere of that group. Like I think they do several, and then she's the one that starts getting recruited to like, can you come be at our con?
You don't think Nozaki has been invited before as his...
but not as his doujinshi self.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think they're inviting his doujinshi self yet. I think they're inviting his real self, and he would never in a million years do that. But
I just like the idea that eventually, years down the road, after they've been making, like, the local circuit of cons for, like, several years, he's well known as that guy that has way too many feelings about this one series. And like generally he's super nice and super open, but like please don't talk to him about that one series because he has too many opinions.
He does the best BL, but just like don't talk to him about this one thing that's head. Apparently he just has issues.
Yeah, that sort of thing. And like Mikurin is known for cosplaying and like all of this, and like she's getting invited eventually once they're like, you know, fairly well known. It comes out that he is actually, and just like the freak out that the various doujinshi creators.
Yes. He once told me how to write a sex scene better. Why didn't I listen? The word of God describes the sex. What?
Is it doujinshi if the creator made it? I have his real signature. He signed my doujinshi.
Yeah.
Oh, the wank that would cost.
Oh no. Oh no.
So much.
But we're not going for the wank. We're going for like the crack, like
the crack fluff.
People, the look on people's faces, like when they realize that they have actually been talking to the word of God the entire time and have just been like, oh my gosh.
Have we already established that the doujinshi that he becomes known for is, of course, the video game?
Yeah.
I was unclear on that.
Oh, yes.
I think he starts there and then branches out further in like multiple BL things, but like starts with that one.
Yeah,
possibly like everything that Mikurin has ever done, he just goes and finds the side male back character, like backstory characters and side characters, and that's like his thing for a while. It's like all of Mikurin's favorite things, but like the dudes and all of the dating sims. Yeah.
Oh. And, like, people at the cons definitely ship him and Mikurin.
Super, yeah.
Like,
I think they're, like, not readily available at the cons, but, like, if you know who to ask, you can get it. Doujinshi made for them.
Yeah. Under the table.
Under the table. Classic.
Sakura owns three.
There's a few galaxy brain people who ship all three of them.
Yes. Sakura has seen those and just like can't.
She owns them. She's super embarrassed about it, but she definitely.
Has she ever actually read them though, or does she just kind of like keep them under her bed because she wants to read them and can't do it?
I think she also got Seo to get them for her on the sly because she couldn't approach the booth, and Seo was like, well, now that I know you want this, like, every single time Seo sees one. So I think she has, like, the three she got for herself, and then her, like, the top area of her closet is just packed with every single one Seo can find.
Every doujinshi about any combination of the three of them, there are, like, pining ones, and ones, like, where they're, like, astronauts. One where she's, like, a vampire.
I think also Seo would, like, read stuff aloud occasionally just for... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, some of them, Seo's like, Yeah, the package is open because it was really hot. Like, but they only had the one copy, and I know you really love them, so like, I had to read it first.
Sakura's like, I don't know, but I'm going to read it. So it's like, no, your tits look great. Go for it.
So when do the other two discover the stash?
Oh.
When slash out.
Okay, so Mikurin definitely discovers it. Like, I don't know if Nozaki either already knows or, like, is in the room. But they end up in, like, Sakura's room. And Mikurin, oh, no. Or it's Seo's fault. I was thinking he just, like, opened the closet and it was that classic anime, like, you have stuffed too much into,
like,
this
just
closet.
Just about you just falls on me.
It's just
like an apple.
It's just like, it's a porn doujinshi about yourself pouring on top of you.
It's some kind of metaphor. I don't know what.
It's either that or Seo shows up. Like, Seo is tired of the pining. And Seo shows up with the most recent one and just is like, here! Like, this is for Sakura whenever she gets home. Like, and just hands it to Mikurin.
I think that actually might be how Nozaki gets it. And then we can keep Mikurin with, like, the closet pile, because I love that dearly.
So Nozaki would already know. Mikurin right. would be the one that doesn't know. Mm. Nozaki, like,
is aware of it, but, like, Seo is just making sure that he's aware of it.
Yeah.
Like, not only is this something that you're aware of, but it's something that Sakura specifically wants, and I got it for her. Hint, hint.
And Nozaki doesn't get it.
No, he does not.
Absolutely not.
Like, I feel like he does read it because it's manga and it's in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, huh.
Sakura has good taste.
Yeah, Sakura has good taste, and, like, yes, that position is something I haven't used before.
Exactly.
Maybe I should get more into threesomes. Like,
maybe I should ask Sakura for her input on this process. Like, yeah. Clearly she, like, has a good understanding of this, as Seo was explaining to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, Sakura, do you have input for my doing this next doujinshi that I'm working on? Would you like to help with it? And Sakura's like, I'm helping you with positioning. What does this mean? Yes. Yes. Also, what? No. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And then,
I honestly do think at some point, like, given the whole, I need you two to act out my characters for me, I think Nozaki also, without even thinking about it, may have an occasional, like, would this sex position work? Mikurin, Sakura, stop what you're doing. I need your help. Like, no. We're keeping clothes on. Well, actually, would you mind being in your underwear? This would make it easier to visualize.
And I feel like it takes a while for them to actually be comfortable with that.
Yeah.
But I do think it becomes routine.
Yes.
It's just like, okay, we'll stop inking. We'll, like, contort ourselves into whatever pose. Gender swapped, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, go, okay. It takes Sakura a while to be like, to get over the, I'm on Nozaki's bed. Mikurin is, like, straddling my hips. What is going on?
I think at some point, given it's a gag comic, we have one of the outside third parties other than Seo walk in on that at some point and be like, I'm here to do the back. Okay.
Oh, no. What's his name?
Yeah, Boxers or Briefs dude.
Yeah, Boxers or Briefs dude.
What?
Yeah.
The dude who's doing the background painting, who's the set design.
Why is he Boxers or Briefs?
Because he marks all of his art for, like, I need to fill this in with briefs.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mori?
Is that it?
Mori, yes.
Hori.
Hori, thank you.
Yes. Hori walks in.
Walks immediately out again.
Yeah. But I think at some point there is a callback to the Boxers or Briefs joke with that, with him.
Yeah.
It's like, do we all have to, like, ink naked now? Is that how this works? We're all just in our underwear all the time?
I like that that's where his mind would go instead of like, oh, you three are in a relationship now. It's it, that doesn't even enter. It's no. just like, oh, we're all naked now, I guess.
This is the logical explanation for this.
And the thing is, that's actually the true explanation. Oh, I would Mikurin, in a fit of embarrassment at being asked to be in his underwear again, blurt out that Nozaki also needs to be
yes.
in his underwear.
Yes, for sure.
Yep. He just immediately strips down, no questions asked.
and then it's like, Mikurin is like, no, I wanted this to stop.
Played yourself.
And Sakura's in the background, like, beat red.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh. And then eventually, we get the, like, porn slide. Porn avalanche?
Porn avalanche.
Of Sakura's closet. And, like, most of them look red because Seo has been reading them before she gives them to Sakura. Mm-hmm. And they land on Mikurin. And Mikurin is like, wow, Sakura, you have so much. Ma, what is this?
And Nozaki is just like reference material.
Reference for what?
And Sakura just wants to die. She's like, can I just, like, float away from this mortal coil? I cannot handle.
Ghost animation.
Yes.
Above the top of her head. This isn't what it looks like.
Mikurin does not believe her.
No.
Nozaki does believe her.
Yes.
She kind of wishes it was the other way around.
Yep.
Except that that gets Mikurin thinking.
Mm.
Because, of course, Mikurin reads most of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. Mm-hmm. It's about him. He wants to know what manga him is like.
Mm-hmm. I think he starts collecting them himself and, like, starts using Sakura's as a reference for what he doesn't have yet. And, like, can I borrow that? Can I borrow that? And eventually Sakura's like, well, I just want these four. Would you like the rest? And Mikurin has that, like, bright, sparkly puppy look. Like, wait, you'll give them to me? Like, yes, please, take them. Mikurin's like, oh, he's touched, he's heartwarmed. Some of them are, like, limited edition collectors. We're only, like, run a small run because Seo has been finding every single thing. And Sakura's just like, no, it's fine. Please, take them.
I feel like she has three of the, like, tamest, most romantic,
mm-hmm.
like, this is, like, lots of pining, and then there's one that she, like, doesn't let anybody see. Like, Seo did not buy this for her. No, Seo definitely bought it for her, but, like, was like, ha, I know you weren't looking for this one, but, like, hey.
Yeah, she was supposed, it was supposed to be, like, shocking.
Yeah.
Or whatever, for Sakura, and instead it awakened something.
Yeah, that's the one that she, like, hides hardcore because she doesn't want anybody to know that she has it. And it's the one that Mikurin is now, like, looking for.
Yes.
And Sakura just has to make sure that he never knows that she knows that it exists.
Mm-hmm.
So Mikurin has got ideas now.
Oh, he's starting to get ideas.
Do you think he first steps in as, like, matchmaker for Sakura and Nozaki? Or, like, does he start on his own angle first? Like, I kind of think he wouldn't immediately assume himself as part of the triangle, even though all of the content is, like, a triangle.
Yes.
Or would he immediately, or maybe not immediately, but would he suddenly go, oh, wait, Sakura's a girl. And I try to, like, be a playboy with girls. Like, would he try to pull some moves on Sakura, like, years into knowing each other? And which she would shoot down.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
Yeah, that would not last long. But
why
do
are
we,
you being so weird?
Yeah. Do we get the short gag comic of,
yes,
like...
Yes, all the dating sim rejections with every go-round with Sakura. At least one of them has to be like, you sound like you're from a dating sim.
Sakura has seen enough of them by now.
Yes.
Because now Nozaki insists on playing them all, including Dream Daddy.
I think Sakura at some point starts to think, because it sounds so much, that he's like practicing on her. And she's like, no, let me help you. You need to say it like this.
Oh my gosh.
Because
and she's
so much better than... Yeah.
And she successfully picks him up several times. Like, he's taken in. He wants her. By all the dating sims lines.
Yes.
And she just, like,
doesn't get it yet.
Yeah. And so Mikurin is quietly, like, not pining, but, like, pining.
Yeah.
For her at this point. Like, he would never say that he's pining, and it's not, like, sad pining, but it's this, like, I am somehow hopelessly in love with you because you have successfully seduced me with shitty dating sim lines. And now we have a triangle, other than Nozaki and Mikurin. I mean, one can make an argument that he's in love with his main character.
Yes.
And then it's like, how do we get all of them together?
Well, once Nozaki, like, puts I'm in love with my main character, and Mikurin is my main character.
Yes, he just needs to connect the dots very slowly. Or maybe someone needs to stand there and point the dot. Maybe the other two just need to stand there and be like, here are the dots.
Okay, apart from, like, I don't know how we would get there, hilarious image of him coming home to the other two having sex in his bed, going like, if this doesn't get it, nothing will. And he's like, reference material. And they're like, fuck you idiot.
I think maybe also at some point, like, he discovers gender swap. And is like, oh, hey, and is just literally drawing Mikurin in, like, his doujinshi for his franchise.
The little light bulb goes off.
No, I don't think even, no, like, almost light bulb. It's like a flickering light bulb.
And Sakura just kind of she just doesn't understand how he is literally drawing Mikurin and her. And... it's, oh, I like to think that fans, because he wouldn't be out as the creator at that point, I like to think that fans of the series see his gender swap doujinshi and are like, okay, yeah, that is Lady whatever her, like, whatever his main character's name is, like, okay, but why does the dude now look like this girl? Like, there's no through line here. Like, what? Oh, his doujinshi for his own series is not very popular.
No. Was actually Seo supposed to be the main dude? Or was the main dude just kind of a hybrid of, like, a bunch of girls and, like, sort of Seo and sort of Kashima and sort of...
I thought, like, the main dude was just kind of more... like, generic.
Yeah.
But
I don't remember that well enough.
But that Sakura often gets, like, cast in his mind as...
I think that also starts happening more and more. Like, maybe even in his official stuff, the main dude is more Sakura as it goes.
Yeah. 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 So, like, what is the thing that gets... because I think it has to be Sakura and Mikurin together first.
Yeah.
They have to, like, and both of them have to, like, they know that they want, that they both want
Nozaki
in the trio. Like, they know that they're an incomplete trio at this point. but, like, they're at a loss as to how to get Nozaki interested, if Nozaki is ever going to be interested, mm-hmm. because there is the ace and or arrow yeah. Nozaki reading, which, you know, acknowledge and then go,
legit.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, how did they figure out if Nozaki is even interested? Because at this point, it isn't a, I'm not interested because I'm not interested. It's an, I'm not interested because I don't under, like.
Mm. Oblivious.
Because obliviousness. Right. Which is different.
Yeah.
But, like, how do we get Sakura and Mikurin together? And then what makes that light bulb actually flick on?
I think after all of the datings and stuff, and Mikurin is totally seduced and won over by Sakura, and Sakura hasn't noticed it at all, I think Mikurin has some moment of, like, pure honesty and, like, super shoujo dramatic confession, like...
Oh, like she was doing at the beginning of the series.
Yes, yes. I think we have, like, all the tropes that normally go with the shoujo hero and yeah. being portrayed by Mikurin sort of in an unplanned, off-the-cuff, just completely honest moment, and Sakura is like, holy shit, wait! And it has that. And I think... is super, super flustered and, like, has to think about it and then says yes.
I think as part of that super honest moment, her first instinct is, but Nozaki-kun.
Yes.
Mm. Like,
yes.
But there is Nozaki. And Mikurin responds with, like, I know there's Nozaki for me, too.
Mm. I think also once they start being a thing, they start mutually bonding over Nozaki.
Mm-hmm.
And having, like, yeah. Nozaki pining moments together.
I feel like they also read the manga together, like, the doujinshi about them together.
Yes.
And yes. Sakura is, like...
going through, like, research, like, how can we figure out how to get him
on this? We crowdsource this. Someone like, must
surely
know.
Surely one of these situations must work.
Oh my gosh, do they start trying them?
Yes, yes.
Absolutely, they do. And increasing levels of ridiculousness.
I think Sakura, like, orders them first. Like, most expectation reasonable to most expectation completely off the wall crazy.
It's like, we can't get into space, but...
if we eliminate the aliens from the plot line, it might be functional.
They enlist all of their friends. And now it becomes a comedy... of just, like, how do we get Nozaki to, like, acknowledge that he has feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And that we are people.
Who are pining.
Who are
so
pining,
pining
for him.
So I think at some point Kashima puts on a play of, like, the struggle of their love.
Yes.
It's a giant hit.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like Shakespearean.
Very thinly veiled. Everyone else gets it. Nozaki is like, that's good. Still not getting it.
No.
Oh. Okay, so what does make the clue by four actually connect with Nozaki?
A good question.
I would like to say, I think that Hori,
mm-hmm.
the backgrounds guy,
yeah.
he's just done with all their shit.
Yes.
He's just like in the middle. They're doing something else. They're being like super, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, not subversive. Like, they're subtweeting each other. Or I'm trying to like hint at this, and he just like throws his shit down and is just yells at them about it for like solid 10 minutes straight.
Oh. And Nozaki comes in the middle of him yelling. And
oh, no, I meant Nozaki is there the whole time.
Oh, okay, okay.
They're trying to subtly hint to Nozaki the whole time. Like, and he knows.
Yeah.
Like, he's
yeah.
sitting there just yeah. dealing with all this bullshit, and something snaps.
Here's the thing. Does Nozaki get it? Like, is that the moment where Nozaki is like, oh, or is he just like,
I think maybe Nozaki has a Tomoda moment at some point. I think we could, like, draw a full circle parallel back to, like, him being like, wait, this character who has been here for me all along, who has done, like, why would this person be so selfless and give so much away? And I think maybe this happens when, like, he has finally figured out that they're in a relationship, but they keep doing these other things where it's like, wait, no, but, like, this doesn't make sense if you're just about each other. Like, the logic doesn't apply. The true romance is me?
Yes.
Wait, the true romance is you two. No, the true romance is... The true romance is all of it, Galaxy Brain. I think he goes and, like, writes, draws Dojinshi to work out his feelings.
Oh, yes.
And then presents it to them.
And could you ink this for me, please?
And to put the perfect cap on it, that's the one Dojinshi of his own series that sells really well.
Aww.
Yes! Although a lot of people are like, who is this OC who was inserted in this thing? But it's super hot and we love it. It's really good. The characterization is just amazing, you guys. And also the sex is great.
And Sakura is like, yeah, we worked really hard on that.
And not in a sexy way either.
Yeah, like so many posing. So much posing.
It was really uncomfortable. And then I had to ink all of it.
But my tits do look great. I made sure.
Yo. Yeah.
Is that it?
I think so.
The end.
Yay.
Thank you for listening.